Hey, welcome back to The 5-Minute Strategist. On Sundays, we focus on an element of strategy that gets lost in the daily hustle and bustle of business, and that is reflection. So each week, we're going to dive into 5 regular questions and 1 bonus question. These are not your standard, what went well, what didn't go well, what's up next. So you may want to pause after each question, mull it over, and make some notes. This is going to help you to identify patterns, critical insights, and learn from your successes and failures from the past week. So let's dive in. Question 1, what weaknesses were exposed this week? We need to understand where our weaknesses are, how they show up, and the impact that they have on our operations and our goals. It's natural for us to have some things in business that we're really good at and some things that we're not so good at. But by identifying where you may be weaker, you can implement some strategic improvements to strengthen your business. Asking ourselves this question helps us to remember that business is a process of continuous improvement. And this is a way that we can proactively adapt and evolve and get better at our business. Question 2, if you could describe your company culture in 1 word based only on this week, what would that 1 word be? We tend to think about the culture we want without paying attention to the culture that we are creating. And so we can miss the opportunity to course correct when we veer off. Remember, with culture, you set the tone from the top. So whether you're just practicing this as a team of 1, getting ready to lead by example, or you're leading a team this week, this question is for you. Question 3, where did you fail this week? And what lessons did you learn from the experience? This is how we get comfortable with innovating and taking risks to drive our business forward. It's not about spiraling into the mistakes that you made, but spotting and applying the lessons you learned from them instead. Question 4, what feedback or insights did you get this week from clients, your team, collaborators, and how could it shape your future strategy? This feedback can be in the form of love notes, a mumble of dissatisfaction from a client or a team member, or simply a passing comment that makes you think more deeply about what you're trying to achieve. Question 5, did you use your resources optimally this week? Remember, resources being your team, your money, your energy, and your time. We rarely get this spot on, so looking for the pattern, proactively making changes, and reprioritizing things for next week is key to getting a different result. Okay, ready for this week's bonus question? Question 6, how did you maintain your unique business identity this week in the face of market pressure? We operate in a very fast-moving environment where people are constantly launching new things or doing things differently. In such a dynamic market, we can feel challenged by our competitors, by shifting customer preferences, by what's happening economically, all while we're trying to stay committed to our core values. Being able to stay connected to that unique business identity strengthens our brand, it builds trust, it builds loyalty, it allows us to be resilient and sustain our success. It keeps us grounded when it feels like there's chaos around us. If instead we weren't able to keep our brand identity, if we felt ourselves swaying with the market moves or things we saw other people doing or random requests from clients, there can be some really significant risks. The first one being that when we change our identity based on what the market wants us to be, your brand becomes very generic. You blend with everybody else who bend to the whims of the market. On the customer side, you can end up alienating people who loved what you stood for. When you sway with every move, you start to look wishy-washy to the market. And that's when people find it hard to get to the trust element of know, like, and trust. They don't really know who you are. But probably the most scary is that it makes you reactive as a leader. And that makes your strategy reactive. This makes it hard for you to have that long-term view that we know we need to have a successful strategy. It makes it hard to capitalize on opportunities. And it makes it really hard to get through challenges. Remember, there are no right or wrong answers to these questions. It's not a test. The goal is to create a regular practice of reflecting on your week, but to go beyond those questions of what went well, what didn't go so well, what's on deck. We want to get you a more strategic view of all the moving parts in your business and the potential impacts they may have on each other in the upcoming week.